running out of time here. It's almost time to say goodbye. I've got 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes left here on Sweeney Astray for this week. I need to ask you again, please call 368-2208. You can pledge online, www.wruw.org. You can pledge online. But if you want a premium, if you want a CD or a pint mug or a travel mug or a baseball cap or something, you have to call us so we know what it is you want. We don't have a way to do that online. We can take pledges online. If you can't get through today and you can't call some other time, you can pledge your support to the station online during the week. If you were not able to call today, if you're out in a car and not near a phone, give Roger a call tomorrow, please, between 6 and 7:30, and support Irish music on WRUW. And if you think about it later in the year, think about it later in the week, just throw a check in an envelope and send it to the station and put it in to the telethon hopper. Any support that we can get, we will accept, because we depend on your support to continue to bring you this kind of music and all the other kinds of music that we bring you on WRUW every day of the year. All volunteers, many of them students here at Case Western Reserve University, others of us community members who grew up listening to college radio, who have a love for the music and a knowledge of the music and a collection of the music. We have a fine music library here. Part of that's a result of these telethons. We're able to buy music that we can't get directly from record companies, and most of that is smaller record labels that can't afford to give us things we have to pay for, and we're happy to have them because we want you, the listener, to have the experience, to have the music, to hear what people are doing artistically in music, and in Irish music in particular on this program. There was a group called Mosaic. That was Andy Irvine with A Blacksmith Courted Me, and then a melody, a tune that he calls Black Smithereens, from the Live from the Powerhouse CD. That's available as a premium here at WRUW if you pledge 368-2208. Phones are lit again. If you're trying to get through, please try again shortly. We only have a little over 15 minutes left for you to call in and support this program, Sweeney Astray. I can't thank you enough. I'm touched by all of the calls. Thanks to Joanne. I've talked to Joanne, and I appreciate her so much. Her words of encouragement. It's great. I come in sometimes and I don't get a phone call all day. I hear later on it's because you were listening and enjoying the music so much that you didn't have time to call or didn't want to break the spell and call. I have to assume you're out there, and it's great when you talk to someone like Joanne who tells you how much this music means to them and how much they appreciate it being on the station. And I have to say, Joanne, thank you. I appreciate you for supporting this music and helping us to share it with the rest of the audience, because it's, if you help us, we can keep the music coming to everyone. And thanks to Joan in South Euclid for your pledge of support. 368, there's a line open now if you were trying to call. 368-2208 is the number to call. I mentioned Cheda. I played you something from their earlier, or their most recent CD, Give Us a Penny. Their breakthrough, their beginning CD, called Cheda, came out in 2003 on Green Linnet Records. At the time, it was Oisin McDiarmida on the fiddle, John Blake on the guitar, Sean McElwain on the flute, and Tristan Rosenstock on the boron and vocals, Oisin also singing. Their second CD, they added a person to it, to the lineup. They added a box player, and there were five of them when Give Us a Penny and Let Us Be Gone came out. Paul Finn joined them. And since then, since this came out, John Blake has left them, and they've added Damian Stenson on the flutes and the whistles, Sean McElwain on bouzouki and guitar, Damian on flutes and whistles, Paul Finn on button accordion, and Oisin McDiarmida on the fiddle and vocals. Cheda is the name of the group. This is their first recording. This is back when they were a quartet, and this might become a collector's item someday. I got my copy early, and I played it for you because I wanted to share it with you and turn you on to the group. Some of you saw them out at the Euclid Irish Fest last summer. They'll be back. They're going to be touring a special Christmas program in November and December next year, and I hope we can bring them to Cleveland. And with your help, maybe we can do that too. That's another thing we do here at the station. We sponsor concerts here on the campus of Case Western Reserve University. Wouldn't it be great to have a concert back again at the Allen Memorial, at the Medical Library building, at the concert hall over on Adelbert, where so many of the... I'm not going to remember the name of the group now. But the group that sponsored Celtic music in Cleveland for so long, that disbanded about a year ago or so, maybe we can start some concerts up again in that beautiful hall, and maybe we can bring Cheta here. And with your help, we could do it. 368-2208 is the number to call. Please call now. The phones are available. We've only got 13 minutes or so. 368-2208. Here are Cheta from their first CD, and we have a few copies of this available as premiums if you're interested.